fiery horse and the speed of light, the cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
The little red schoolhouse on the outskirts of Melville was noisy with children's voices and laughter as they left for home after the day's work was over. Jimmy Tracy, a small, pale boy of 13, was one of the last to leave. As he strapped up his books and threw them over his shoulder, the teacher called to him.
Oh, Jimmy, come here a minute. I'd like to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am.
I have those books for you, Jimmy. They came yesterday. I'm sure you'll enjoy reading them.
Oh, thank you, Miss Wilson.
You may take them home this afternoon if you want to.
Miss Wilson?
Yes?
Is reading a book being a sissy?
Why, child, of course not.
Well, thanks a lot. I'll take all of them. Goodbye, and thanks a lot.
Goodbye, Jimmy.
He'd wait until we got home before he left the school.
Well, look at all the books he's carrying.
Yeah, little sissy. Watch me scare him. Or stick him up.
Oh, I didn't know.
Thought we'd gone, didn't you, teacher's pet?
I'm not teacher's pet.
Where'd you get all the books?
Miss Wilson let me take them. So Miss Wilson let you take them. I suppose you want her to think you're smarter than us.
No, I just like to read.
I heard your father talking to mine the other night. Said he didn't know what to do with you. You're scared to ride a horse. And him with the best horses in the county.
My father?
Even he thinks you're nothing but a sissy.
I'm not a sissy. If you weren't so much bigger,
You'd what? Come on, Bill. Let's have a look at them books.
No, let them alone.
You'll tear them.
Boy, look at that one sail through the air.
Stop it. Stop, I say.
Grab all of them, Bill, while I rub his face in the dust.
Yippee!
Hey, you little sissy. That'll teach you to be hanging around the teacher. And if you tattle to her, I'll really beat you up. Come on, Bill.
My books. My books.
Jimmy's father, Matt Tracy, was a big, stern man. His steely gray eyes had nothing of the shy, soft look of Jimmy's. His huge, bulky frame filled the doorway of the ranch house. As he strode across the floor, Mary, his wife, folded up the blanket she had been mending.
Missy, you didn't realize
realize it was so late. I'd better be getting something.
Well, it ain't late. I just came in to rest a little. I've been riding Diablo.
Well, I'm glad you're all in one piece. Every time you ride that critter, I expect to find you with your neck broke.
He's the fattest horse I ever saw. You should have seen him so curly today. Curly couldn't ride him more than 3 minutes.
Was Curly hurt?
Yeah, not much. But I soon taught Diablo who was master. He didn't throw me. I'll have him in prime shape for that rodeo next month.
You planning to sell any of the horses?
If I get my prize. I sure get a prize once this year. Where's Jimmy?
He isn't home from school yet.
He's got a lot of chores to do today.
Well, tomorrow's Saturday. If he doesn't get him done today, he can finish in the morning.
Last Saturday, he spent most of the day with his nose in a book.
It was raining mad. You ought to be glad the child likes to read.
You're too soft with him, Mary. It's bad enough that I had to have a kid like that. Humanum won't help.
Matt, if I were Jimmy's real mother, I'd argue with you about him. But being his stepmother, I feel I can't interfere. He's your son, and you got a right to do as you please. But, Matt, you're too hard on the boy.
Hard on him? I'm going to make a man out of him if I have to break every bone in his body.
You almost did that once, when you put him on that horse before he was old enough to ride.
My son, afraid of horses.
You did that to him, Matt.
I did nothing of the sort. My father threw me into the deepest part of the river to teach me to swim. And I swam. It didn't make me afraid of water, did it?
Oh, but, Matt, people aren't all alike. You're big and strong. You've never been afraid of anything in your life.
And my son is a coward and a weakling. But he ain't going to stay that way.
Be quiet, Matt. He's coming. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
What's happened to you? You're all dirty.
Nothing.
Don't lie. You're full of dirt. You've been crying.
Wash your face, dear. Here, I'll take your books. They're torn. You dropped them, I suppose. Well, go on and get washed, and I'll give you some cookies. I baked them just as
Mary, soon. Stop cuddling them. Did you have a fight?
No.
I guess I should have known better to ask that. Somebody probably threw your books in the dirt and you cried instead of punching them in the nose. Is that it?
Oh, Matt.
Keep on it, Mary. Come on, tell me what happened.
They were the teacher's books. They're all spoiled.
Books. I'm sick of all this. Give me them books, Mary.
What are you going to do?
Starting right now. I'm making a man out of that kid.
Oh, Matt, don't burn them.
He's dead. No.
Yeah, that'll teach you. Not sitting in the house anymore reading the stories. Tomorrow morning, I'm taking you out and you're going to ride Diablo.
Mad? Are you insane?
Diablo? Oh, please, no.
He'll throw you, sure. But when he does, you're getting right back on him and let him throw you again.
Please, Dad. I'll do anything.
You'll do as I say. I'll get you over your yellow streak if it's the last thing I do.
It was dawn of the following day. Two riders loped over the prairie. The Lone Ranger, riding his big white horse, Silver, was accompanied by his Indian companion, Tonto. He reined up suddenly as he saw the figure of a small boy sleeping beside some rocks.
Oh, Silver, boy, scoundrel, oh, fella.
Easy. Look, Tonto, a child.
Him hurt, maybe.
Little big fella. What could he be doing way out here alone?
Him asleep.
Yeah, wake up, son.
Where am I?
You're all right. What are you doing out here?
Your mask. Are you an outlaw?
No. I just want to help you. Are you lost?
Who's that? An Indian.
Yes. His name is Tonto. What's yours?
It's Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy what?
I won't tell.
I see. Well, that's your privilege.
Maybe him hungry.
Would you like to have some breakfast with us, Jim?
I am kind of hungry.
Well, come on. I'll ride you to our camp on my horse and you'll
have... Oh, no. Please, don't put me on that horse. I don't want any breakfast.
Oh, he is rather a big horse. But you'll be safe riding with me. Silver is gentle.
Please, listen. No, I'm afraid of horses. I'll do anything but...
Don't worry, Jim. And we'll have breakfast right here. Tonto will build a fire. I'm a little too hungry to wait until we get to camp anyway.
Me make breakfast.
I...
suppose you think I'm a sissy.
A sissy? Why?
You mean you don't think so?
Because you're afraid of horses? Oh, of course not. Lots of people are afraid of things for different reasons. It's unusual for a Western boy to fear horses, though. But maybe you had a bad experience with one.
How did you know?
That's usually why people are afraid of things. I think you'd be brave about horses, if you let yourself.
No, no, never.
Horses can be good friends. Now, you watch this. Here, Silver.
Oh, why, he's coming right to you.
Down, Silver. Kneel down.
He knows what you're saying. He's kneeling down.
I've trained him to do that in case I get hurt and can't mount him. All right, boy. Up.
But your horse isn't like Diablo. He kicks and rolls his eyes and throws men off his back.
Diablo?
He's my father's horse. That's why I ran away.
Oh. So you ran away because of Diablo?
Please don't take me back. I didn't mean to tell you. Please let me stay with you. I'll do anything if you just let me stay here.
Don't cry, Jim. I won't take you back. I'd like to have you stay with me for a while.
That's just because you don't know about me.
Is there anything bad about me?
When you know about me, you'll be like all the rest of them. You'll think I'm a sissy.
No, I won't, son. Tell me, what's worrying you?
I might as well tell you right now. I like to read books.
You do? So do I.
You do?
Yes, I've read hundreds of them. But what was this bad thing you were going to tell me about yourself?
That's it. That's the worst. I don't like to fight much either.
Hmm. Neither do I.
You don't?
Well, I sometimes have to, so I learned how to box. Maybe I could teach you.
Mister, you're the nicest man I ever saw.
Breakfast, Donald Freddy.
Good. Even Silver sounds interested. Have you a fresh carrot for him, Tonto?
Here one.
Thanks. Come on, Jim, you feed it to him. If you're going to stay with me for a while, I want Silver to like you.
Oh, no,
It's quite a privilege to feed him. I don't let everybody do it.
But I'm afraid.
Just hold it in the palm of your hand. Here. Now, I'll stand beside you. I don't want you to get all the credit.
He's awful big.
Come, Silver. That's a Jimmy. Steady, son. Hold it out to him.
I did it. I fed him.
You see, you're really not afraid of horses at all. Now let's have some breakfast.
Matt Tracy's face was grim as he sat down at the breakfast table that morning. Curly, his ranch hand, shifted nervously in his chair.
I've listened to Mary too much. The way to handle Jimmy is to throw him on a horse. I ain't going to have a kid of mine scared.
That's what you did once, ain't it?
He's old enough now. If we're going to make him tough, I won't have a kid of mine yellow.
He ain't yellow, Matt. He just ain't very strong.
What's wrong, Mary? You wetted a sheet.
Please don't get angry. But Jimmy's gone.
Gone? What do you mean?
Maybe he's out in the stable.
No. I left this note. He's run away from home.
Why, that yellow little...
Matt, stop it. It's your fault. You told him he had to ride Diablo.
Well, he was so scared he ran away. Curly, get out to the stable and hitch up two horses. He didn't get very far on foot. I'll find him. When I do, I'll give him a whip and he'll never forget.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. As the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Jimmy sat eating their breakfast in the early dawn, the boy grew calmer. The big masked man at his side, talking in a soothing tone, soon had the full confidence of the small boy, who, without realizing it, poured forth the pent-up fears and emotions of his tragic boyhood. At last, the Lone Ranger made a decision.
Jimmy, I'm going to keep you with me for a while.
Oh, thank you, sir.
We have a camp back in the foothills, but we can't get there on foot. No doubt your father will be looking for you.
If he finds me, he'll beat me, I know.
The sun's getting pretty high. I think we better get moving. Ready, Tonto?
He put out campfire.
Come on, Jim. I'll hold you in front of me in the saddle.
That horse. Maybe I could walk. Maybe...
There, take my hand, son. You'll be just as safe on my saddle with me as you'd be sitting on that rock. I promise you. Tonto, help Jim up in front of me after I mount.
Me do it.
No,
come on, Jim. Don't let me down. Steady, Silver.
Easy, big fella.
Stark fear took hold of Jimmy as he walked toward the big white horse beside Tonto. Tears blinded his eyes as he tried vainly to stop the trembling in his limbs. Beads of perspiration poured down his white face, but his jaw was set as he forced his unwilling legs to carry him closer. Silver seemed to sense the situation. The big horse stood like a white statue, not a muscle moving. Then Jimmy felt himself lifted in the strong arms of Tonto. As he leaned back against the big frame of the Lone Ranger and felt himself encircled by a powerful arm, a sense of security came to him. The big horse stood quietly, and then at a word from his master, started at a slow walk toward the foothills.
Come on, Silver. Easy, big fella. Take it easy.
Mrs. Tracy paced the floor anxiously as the slanting rays of the setting sun streamed through the ranch house window. Suddenly, she heard horses' hooves and ran eagerly to the doorway.
Well, who are...
Are you Mrs. Tracy?
You're mad. You get away from here. My husband...
Now, don't worry, Mrs. Tracy. I'm not an outlaw. I want to talk to you about Jimmy.
Jimmy? You know where he is?
Yes.
Is he all right?
Yes. May I come in?
Oh, of course. My husband's still out looking for Jimmy.
I'm afraid he won't find him.
You're not a kidnapper.
No. But I want to talk to you about Jimmy. He said he knew you would understand what we planned to do.
But who are you? How do I know that you're...
Have you ever seen one of these before?
Silver bullet.
Yes.
That's like the one in the old jewel box that belonged to Jimmy's mother.
Jimmy said you'd shown it to him. See, I knew Jimmy's mother before she married Matt Tracy.
Then you're the Lone Ranger.
Now you know Jimmy is safe, don't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, poor Jimmy. I'd love him as if he were my own son. But his father is...
Jimmy has told me all about it. Now, I'm going to ask a favor of you, Mrs. Tracy. I wonder if you'll cooperate. Here's the plan.
It was well after dark when Matt Tracy returned. His face was a mixture of anger and worry as he stormed into the kitchen where Mary was calmly warming his supper.
I can't think where that boy can be. We combed the country for him. He couldn't have disappeared in the thin air.
You won't find him, Matt.
Won't find... What do you mean? Mary, you know where he is.
Yes, I know.
And you let me chase all over the country looking for him. You've been in on this all the time. You're helping get away.
Think what you like, Matt. Jimmy's safe, and that's all I'll tell you.
But he's my son. You have the right...
I have a right to protect him even from his own father. Especially if that father has a temper like a mad bull.
Why, you... You've got to tell me where he is, Mary.
I think it's best if you and Jimmy are separated for a month or so.
A month or so? Oh, I see. You send him up to your sister in Circle City. Well, I can get it back, and when I do...
I won't tell you where he is, Matt. Now, please calm down and leave things as they are. Jimmy will come back. And in the meantime, you've got lots of things to do. It's a busy time on the ranch, and there'll be plenty of time to train your son when he comes back.
Jimmy sat back with a sigh of contentment as he finished the good breakfast that Tonto had prepared in the Lone Ranger's camp.
That's the best breakfast I ever ate.
You sure have a good appetite, Jim.
Horse is hungry, too.
You clear up the breakfast, Tonto. Jim and I will take care of the horses this morning. Come on, Jim.
Maybe I'd better help Tonto.
No, I want to talk to you. After you learn how, you can take care of Victor. He's my nephew's horse. Dan won't be back for quite a while.
Where is Dan?
Oh, he's away on a trip. He'll be back in a few weeks. Well, here are the oats, and the horses have to be curried later on. Oh,
would you care if I just sort of sat on that rock and watched?
Oh, that's a fine idea. Then you'll learn just how I do it. All right, I'm coming. Did you ever notice, Jim, how a horse can say things with his ears?
Say things with his ears?
Sure. Look at the three of them there with their ears pointed forward. They're saying just as plain, hurry up with it, breakfast, we're hungry. When they're mad, their ears lie straight back. And when they're nervous, they twitch.
I never thought about a horse trying to talk.
You sit up there on that rock, and I'll tell you lots more about them. Huh?
One week makes a big difference in boy.
Yes, he's gradually conquering his fear, Tonto.
I fed the horses, sir.
Good for you, Jimmy. You're a big help.
They all know me, especially Victor.
Oh, Victor likes attention. Say, I thought maybe you'd like to exercise him today.
You mean ride him? Alone?
Well, you've ridden with Tonto and me so much, I'm sure you can do it. Come on, let's see how it works.
Him fine rider now.
Jimmy's a natural rider. His fear was all that held him back. Look at him go.
Ah. Rodeo only 2 weeks away. You think him ready?
He will be by then, Tonto. We'll keep working with him.
Cattle kings, cowhands, gamblers, and storekeepers, everybody who could get to the big rodeo had gathered for the greatest show of the year. The big event of the last day was the 3 mile race with a $1,000 purse. An admiring group gathered around Matt Tracy just before the race.
It's too bad you're so heavy, Matt. Diablo has plenty of weight on him dragging you around.
Yeah, that don't bother him any. Well, boys, I guess I better leave you. It's almost time for the race.
Good luck, Matt.
I'll treat you all as soon as I win that money.
We'll be rooting for you, Matt. Good luck.
Give him all you got, Matt.
It's too bad that son of Matt's never learned to ride.
Matt's the best horseman in the county. They say his son's the biggest disappointment of his life.
Hey, look, over there. Those two big white horses.
Well, I ain't seen them before. Hey, what kind of a getup is that? That man is masked.
That's a kid on the other white horse. He's masked, too.
Oh, probably some fool cowhand with his son, trying to be mysterious.
Well, it gives a little excitement to the race. Two masked riders.
Hey, those are two of the best-looking horses I ever saw. That big white one looks as good as Diablo.
They're going to be in the race, all right. Look how them two white horses stay close together.
Yes, they've been riding together a lot, that man and boy. They look good to me.
10 beautiful horses lined up for the start of the race. Matt Tracy had his hands full with the big black horse Diablo, who reared and snorted with excitement. Matt had no time to observe his opponents. The crowd was curious about the big man and boy who stood on their quiet white horses. Both were masked, and the crowd noticed the man giving last-minute instructions to the boy beside him before the starting gun.
Keep Victor right beside Silver, Jim. Let me set the pace.
I will, sir.
Feel all right?
Oh, yes. I've never had so much fun.
Good boy. Ride to win.
Well, they're ready to go.
Hey, look at that black horse rear.
Good luck, Matt.
There goes the starter.
The track curved in a large circle, and the spectators cheered madly as the big black horse Diablo pulled well out ahead at the first turn. Farther and farther the big black pulled ahead of the field. He seemed to travel without effort in spite of the big frame of Matt Tracy. At the second turn, three lengths separated him from his nearest contestant. And then suddenly the gap began to close as two white horses suddenly responded to a cry that rang across the track.
Home Silver! Come on, big fellow!
The thundering hooves pounded toward the home stretch. Closer and closer, the two white horses closed the gap. And then, as they entered the home stretch, the big man on the white horse suddenly turned off the track. The other white horse kept on. His speed seemed to increase as a small masked figure he was carrying urged him on.
White horse is fast enough! I can't win him!
Where did the masked man go?
Matt Tracy lashed Diablo with his whip as they neared the finish line. But the white horse pulled ahead. The white horse led by half a length as the gun went off at the finish. Matt Tracy strode over to the judges' stand where the small, masked figure stood ready to receive the purse from the judges. A tall Indian had taken the boy's horse. Matt Tracy was a good loser.
I sure want to shake your hand, my boy. I can't say that I ever saw much better riding.
Thanks, mister.
Maybe with your weight instead of mine, Diablo would have stood a better chance. I'd sure give my right eye for a son like you.
Well, how about it, sonny? Why not let us have a look at your face?
Sure,
come on, boy.
Well, all right.
What?
Matt's own son, the deal.
Why'd you?
Well, he could ride if he's mad, son.
Oh, man, Jimmy. Why didn't you tell us your
yes,
son could ride?
Look at this.
Jimmy, I don't know how this happened, but I guess. Well, maybe I got a lot to apologize for.
Take me home with you, Dad. I guess from now on, maybe we'll get to know each other better.
I'm sure of that, son.
And maybe at the next rodeo, you'll let me ride Diablo.
Why, sure, son. Sure, sure.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.